Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Morell Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy zero-turn mower dealer with large selection of brand-new golf carts. See them at their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Get more tractor for less money at Morell Equipment. The Saginaw Fire Department held its annual awards ceremony on Tuesday, honoring citizens, firefighters, and first responders who demonstrated exceptional service to the community. Fire Chief Brandon Hausbeck emphasized the ceremony's role in recognizing those who contributed to making Saginaw safer and paying tribute to firefighters who lost their lives in the line of duty. Following the event, attendees were offered tours of the fire station. Coinciding with the Fire Prevention Week, this year's campaign focused on educating residents about the safe use of lithium-ion batteries, which power many common household electronics. Chief Hausbeck highlighted the risks of misuse, such as overheating or fire, and urged residents to safely buy, charge, and recycle these batteries. The department also offered assistance in identifying devices with lithium batteries to help reduce fire hazards in homes. This awareness effort aligns with national fire safety initiatives aimed at preventing battery-related incidents. And in Saginaw County, a homeowner is voicing frustration after prosecutors declined to file charges in the drowning of a teenager at a graduation pool party in Carrollton Township. Prosecutors determined a 15-year-old was pushed into the pool but found no evidence of malice, ruling out criminal charges against the individual responsible. Party host Trisha Elcock, who said she was focused on preventing violence at the event, called for accountability in the death of Timmy Favorite Jr., who was found at the bottom of the party's 12-foot pool. Authorities confirmed murky water delayed rescue efforts and no alcohol was found in the teen's system. While Elcock emphasized safety precautions taken at the event, she remains under potential review for misdemeanor offenses. The Favorite family's attorney signaled they may pursue separate legal action over the incident. And at Hemlock Public School District announced its celebration of National Principals Month, recognizing the leadership and daily impact of its building principals who shape the district's schools and the wider community. Four educational leaders are highlighted this year: Amanda Sensabaugh, newly appointed assistant principal for both Hemlock and K.C. Ling Elementary Schools; Corey Snyder, current principal at Hemlock Elementary; Lori Gensch, Hemlock Middle School's principal and a recent Educator of the Year; and Keith Green, principal of Hemlock High School since 2016. The Board of Education praised these principals for modeling servant leadership, building trust, and putting students first in every decision. Superintendent Dr. Don Killenbeck emphasized that HPSD's principals lead with heart and high expectations, ensuring a safe and forward-looking learning environment from elementary through graduation. The district, located in Saginaw County, Michigan, is dedicated to academic excellence, responsible fiscal management, and strong community engagement. When we come back after this Morell Equipment sponsor message, we'll get to our national, international news and obituaries.
We've been waiting. We've been watching the progress. And now Morell Equipment's new location at the north end of Bad Axe is now open. That's right. Morell Equipment, your Thumb Area LS Tractor Dealer of the Thumb in eastern Michigan, is now open in their new facility just east of the Meyer store on North M53 in Bad Axe, bringing you even more convenience, a better selection, and top-notch service. From 25 horsepower to 101 horsepower LS compact to heavy-duty LS utility tractors tractors and attachments, stop by and see why LS Tractors are the best value for your hard-earned dollar.
This is Kevin Morrell. Whether you're tackling farm work, landscaping, or heavy-duty projects, LS Tractors deliver the power, reliability, and efficiency you need.
Right now, get up to 120 months, 0% financing with approved credit.
Morrell Equipment is now open in our brand new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Morrell Equipment is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 8:30 a.m. till noon.
LS Tractors, start blue, stay blue.
Stop by and see our large selection of Bad Boy lawnmowers. Huge fall discounts and 0% financing is available.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, President Trump's administration began airing videos at major airports blaming Democrats for the ongoing shutdown and related flight delays. Travelers expressed frustration over waits and cancellations. The move fueled debate on government accountability. Airlines have urged Congress to find a resolution. Air traffic controllers warn prolonged disputes may affect safety. Industry leaders call for urgent bipartisan solutions. And in our international news, Peru's President Dina Boluarte was ousted and removed from office by Congress following a rise in nationwide crime and unrest. Lawmakers cited failure to address security concerns. Boluarte has pledged a peaceful transition. The country prepares for fresh elections amid uncertainty. Armed forces remain on alert for public safety. Neighboring countries monitor the developing situation. And we do have just a couple of obituaries to report this hour. Alma Vera Parker Havens, age 87, a former resident of Applegate, passed away on Tuesday, October 7, 2025, at Meadow Lane in Bad Axe. She was born on July 16, 1938, in Croswell. Alma is survived by her four daughters, Charlotte, Sandra, Stephanie, and Shelley, seven grandchildren, and three great-grandchildren. Visitation will be from 2 to 8 p.m. on Friday at the Pomeroy Funeral Home in Croswell. Funeral services will be held at 1 p.m. on Saturday at the Applegate Methodist Church. Interment will follow at the Washington Cemetery in Carsonville. Memorials in memory of Alma may be made to the Bad Axe First United Methodist Radio Broadcast Fund, and funeral arrangements are being handled by PomeroyFuneralHomes.com. And it is with heavy hearts that we announce the passing of Gerald Edward Ahern of Kindy, who departed his life on October 1, 2025 at the age of 92, with his daughters by his side. He was born on August 31, 1933, survived by loving sisters, sister-in-law, brothers-in-law. He is preceded in death by his loving wife Carol, his parents and in-laws, siblings Leona, Gertrude, Francis, Larry, and Bill, sister-in-law and brother-in-laws. Per his wishes, a private family burial will be held. The family would like to thank all the wonderful staff at Meadow Lodge, Cass City, and McLaren Hospice for the amazing care Gerald received. Arrangements made with the Cremation Society of Mid-Michigan. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Morrell Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy zero-turn mower dealer with a large selection of brand-new golf carts. See them in their new location at North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Get more tractor for less money at Morrell Equipment.